Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 18th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about the Pomodoro technique. Now, you may or may not have heard of the Pomodoro technique, but research has shown that it is a useful one and definitely worth a try. This study technique was first invented by Francesco Cirillo in the late 1980s. Pomodoro uses a kitchen timer to break work, or studying, into manageable intervals, typically 25 minutes in length, separated by short breaks. This method got its name from a kitchen timer, often shaped like a tomato, or Pomodoro, which was used to time each interval as Cirillo was perfecting this. You might think to yourself, I have so much studying to do. How can I just study in 25-minute spurts? How many breaks should I take? Well, rumors have it that the average human attention span can vary from 8.25 seconds to 20 minutes. Though keep in mind this can vary with age, amount of sleep, engagements, as well as an assortment of other variables. When you have a task to do, such as studying for an exam, it might seem like an impossible task to learn what you need to know. However, if you break things up into 25-minute intense study sessions, this task will become more manageable and you won't start wasting time staring into space because you are overwhelmed. According to Barbara Oakley from Coursera's Learning How to Learn, anybody can do a hard task for 25 minutes, right? Well, so can you. According to the University of Pittsburgh, the Pomodoro technique involves first selecting a single task or topic to focus on. Then you set a timer and work continuously for 25 minutes. You then take a productive 5-minute break, maybe stretch, get up and walk, grab a snack, etc. Then you repeat this for 4 rounds. Once this last round is over, you take a longer break for 30 minutes and repeat this sequence again. As you slowly wade through the material you need to learn, you should start to feel better and less stressed as you commit things to memory. Remember though, you should still use other topics we discussed, like spreading your studying out over several days, using total recall, explaining the material to a friend or pillow, etc. If you do all of these tasks and work hard, you can tackle any tough topic that you use to dread. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.